something to confess. And there's times where it'd be like in the brink of the moment of when I'm crying out to God, and I get a phone call from somebody, and they say anonymously some people have, you know, put on their heart, you know, God's put on their heart to pay my bills. And I'm like, in the moment of me crying out and speaking the confessions and getting that phone call right then and there, and I'm on the way of, like, you know, trying to find out some sources of, you know, who can help me while I'm out. I'm like on the way to, like, Catholic Social Services to get a bill paid. And then, you know, they tell me, write out some bills, write out your kids' sizes of clothes and shoes that they need and different things. And every time, he's always came through.
Well, that's the service. Today, as you can probably tell, there's going to be several of us sharing about tithing and sowing seed. And this is one of my favorite topics, and tithing especially, and not because I'm a pastor. You know, you think most pastors want to talk about tithing, but it goes a lot further than the 17 years of Pastor Good News Church. It goes back about 30 years or more to when I first became a believer and some things that I experienced in my family growing up in Minnesota. So before I share a little bit of testimony about some tithing things that happened in my life, let me share a verse with you in Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, very familiar to those that are here. It says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be enough room to receive it. And four real quick points here. First of all, it says, bring all the tithe. What is the tithe? The tithe is the tenth. It means the tenth part. One tenth. 10%. And you can do a further study, and it means off the top of the increase that comes in your house. It says bring it into the storehouse. And the storehouse is a place where food is distributed. And that sounds to me like a church where the word is distributed. It says, I love this part, try me now in this. Anybody was ever dared when you were a kid? Maybe a double dog dare? And God is daring us to try this. And then the last part, he says he will pour out a blessing. And I can't go into all the detail, maybe in the Hebrew and the Greek, of what blessing means, but I know that blessing is something good. Good things that happen in your life. And so I saw all of these things from Malachi 3 take place in my family growing up. My parents heard this verse about tithing for the first time in the late 70s. And at this time, they had five kids at home. And they were all in Catholic schools. And, you know, there's tuition to be paid. And they want to be paid. And they had mortgage payment and medical and dental. And I was talking to my mom last night. It was her 80th birthday yesterday. And so we were talking about tithing and things like that. And she said that her car was dying of rust disease. That's something they talk about up in Minnesota, not down here. She told me this last night too. She said she ordered the kids to quit growing, but they disobeyed her. And my dad, he had a great job with the 3M Corporation. They just weren't making it. They had too many things going out and not enough coming in. And so it was a lot of stress and pressure in the house and a lot of arguments that I remember that impacted me. And so despite the great job that he had, they weren't making it. They were just getting by. So they heard this verse in Malachi 3:10, and they were intrigued. But they couldn't figure out how giving something away would make their situation better. It seemed to them that if they gave and had money go out, it would just make their situation worse. So they really, in their minds, really were struggling with the concept. But they knew that God had blessed them in various areas and that he was faithful to his word. And so they decided, you know what? If he's faithful to his word in these other areas, then he's going to be faithful to his word in this area. And so, and this is what she told me. She said, they decided to take a leap of faith. You ever taken a leap of faith? They decided to step out there and just trust God and believe him at his word. And so they had just started tithing, and it was a big deal to them. I mean, they didn't have the money to do it, but they just stepped out and did it. And you've heard the story before. And we used to walk to church. We were about two blocks away from the church, and we used to walk on Sundays to church. My dad was walking to church, and he looked down and he saw this shiny thing in the crack of the sidewalk. And he went down to pick it up, and it was just a diamond, a 2-carat diamond. And he, did all he could to try to find someone who it belonged to, talk to the police, the neighbors. No one claimed it. And so what he ended up doing later that year is he made that into an anniversary gift from my mom. And it wasn't like food that they needed or clothing or a car. It was really a luxury item that happened, but it really impacted them. To someone else, it would have been, they were lucky or, wow, isn't that something? But to them, it was like God saying to them, try this. Trust me. I'm going to come through for you. So it really impacted. And so that was the beginning of really just the blessings of God being poured out in our family. And it impacted my parents so much that they ended up traveling for the Catholic Church and speaking on tithing. And they went to over 200 churches in the United States and Canada, sharing the message to churches that had never heard the message before. And they had letters pouring in with testimonies. And my mom said her favorite testimony was this, and I want to share it with you. It was a lady that was in a family, and they were really struggling financially, and they heard about the message of tithing, from my parents. And so, and we're just, again, they're going to step out and try this. But as they stepped out and tried it, it seemed like things got worse. And things were so bad that she was doing the laundry, was going to go do the laundry one day, and she didn't have any detergent. And didn't have any money to buy detergent. Have you ever been there? Can you relate to that? And so she doesn't have the money. I mean, has all these clothes to wash. And so she just says to God, says, God, you promised you'd take care of me. And I'm beginning to trust you in the finances, and you're going to have to help me here because I don't have the money to do this. And just a few minutes later, there's a knock on the door, and it's an Amway salesman. And he had a really rough day, and he just had a sample of detergent. And he said to you, here, call me if you want to buy this, and walked away. It was enough detergent to do all her laundry for the week. And of all the testimonies, she had a stack of testimonies, that was her favorite. And the lady told my mom, she said, this was such a little thing, but in these little things, God began to show me to trust him, and it helped me to trust him later on in the big things that money couldn't buy. So it was like a little, it was more than just giving. It was trusting him and walking in relationship with him and walking in covenant with him. And so my parents, had so many testimonies, so many things happened to them that it really impacted me. But my mom said this, she said, tithing is just a step. It's a step. It's a doorway to a deeper walk with God. And they begin to see God's goodness and his favor every day. And so, and she told me this again last night and, has said this to me before. She said, tithing is not a get rich quick scheme. It's not a scheme to, just to do whatever we want and God's going to bless us. No, that's not what she's saying. She was saying it's about learning to walk by faith. It's learning to trust God. It's getting God involved in your finances, but in your life. And then looking to God as your source of supply. And that's what he wants to be. He wants to be your father, your heavenly father. And again, it's much more than finances. I mean, I think about our family and, four of the five kids are married. still married after all these years, you know, raising family, raising kids, and God's been helping us. I mean, I've got my own stack of testimonies that I could share, and Susie and Martha and their family, the stories they have, and then the people here at Good News Church. So, you know, a tithing, to start it, it takes a leap of faith, but trust Him, look to Him, and watch Him open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you don't have room enough to contain at all. All right, next part is a video.
Well, tithing to me means giving your heart. I think that's the first thing that comes to mind, is your heart. Because anybody can give something. I can hand you something right now and not really mean anything about it. But I think tithing is all about one's heart.
I think if you can give money, and I feel like that's such an important part of somebody's life is money. You know, you have to live off of money. Everything revolves pretty much around money. And if you can give that to the church, to God, then you're already far beyond what most people can even envision or imagine, because you're just the ability to give up something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of coming out your comfort zone.
Yeah, coming out your comfort zone.
Yeah, it's everyone's comfortable with their money and having as much as they can, to keeping as much as they can, saving and so forth. But if you're willing to come off of something so precious, it must really mean something. Hopefully it'll mean something.
Yeah, because it's something that, you know, you're working hard towards. You know, that's money that you're working towards. It's hard. You can see, envision, I can go on a vacation with that money, or, you know, I can do all kinds of stuff with that money. But again, I think it's about your heart and what you're trying to do, and how the conviction that it has on you that, you know, this is to build up the kingdom.
When I got off of my last set of active duty orders back in October, from mid-October to
February,
the first week of February, I was unemployed. I was unemployed for that amount of time. That's right in the middle of holidays. Holidays, Christmas, all that right there. Unemployed. Well, throughout the entire time, we made it just fine.
But the biggest part about that is we're not going into debt doing it. We didn't go into debt for Christmas. You know, we didn't charge up a bunch of credit cards to try to prove something, because it's not all about that.
Just go for it. Give it a chance. Give it an opportunity, because God can't lie. You can't make a liar out of God. There's been a lot of people on this earth for many years, and who are you to come along here in this day and this time and going to make a lie out of God for what He say He's going to, what He's going to do?
If you want growth in your life and you want to move on to the next level and you feel like you're just stuck, trust Him and move on to that next level by saying, you know what, I'm going to start tithing. Give it 6 months. Give it a time period or whatever. And I promise you,
you know,
that God will move.
Time.
Yeah, watch the blessings come and pour in. And you're going to be like, why haven't I done this sooner?
Hi, I'm Eddie. And Pastor just asked me to share some about the heart of your challenge, the heart of this, of tithing. And really, I watch the Murrays there, and I realize that's not where I started. As a little kid, I started tithing to earn the gold star. I started tithing because it was, you know, the thing I was supposed to do. And that's where I started. And, you know, when I look at how I've matured over the years, I wish I could have started right there where they started, that it was at your heart. Because that's not really where I started. And maybe that's not where you've started. Maybe you were like me, that tithing was almost a performance thing that you did, that you had to do it. You know, I've even prayed the prayer that said, God, I'm a tither. My own self-righteousness. My own self. What I did. God, I'm a tither. You know, this has got to happen for me. But over the years, I've matured. Oh, how I wish I could have been where the Murrays were when I started, knowing that it is a heart, because that's where it is today for me. It is my heart. I started there as a kid, getting the gold star, doing what got me the performance, and, you know, earning through my own work. But really, I've grown now, matured, that it's my heart. I tithe, I give, I trust God, because it's what's inside of me. God loves me. I'm His child. It's got nothing to do with that I got the gold stars, or that I've got all the checkbooks in my attic that shows you all the tithing checks I've written for all the years. It's not that at all. God blesses me because I'm His son, and I'm in Jesus, and I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That's why I'm blessed. But what I do with tithing, the reason I say it's a hard issue, is because I realize it's kind of like the woman, if you know the story, the widow with the two mites. And so she's taking what belongs to her, and she puts it into the treasury. And Jesus is there watching. And He sees all these people putting in great wealth. But yet He says she, because it's all of her living, everything she's got, she's giving it to God. Now, so the back of that story, we don't really see the back of that story where, you know, we don't have the opportunity there in the Bible to see what God did for her. But I know, because I know God, what He did for her. He took care of her. He prospered her. He blessed her. But that was a heart issue for her. She wasn't doing it to get a gold star or performance-based. She was doing it because it was in her heart. And today, it's in my heart. And hopefully, if you started where I started, it will, you know, you will grow and it will be in your heart. No, I give and I tithe because it opens me to God. If I trust God in my giving, it's so much easier for me to trust God for my receiving. But if I start trying to trust God first on my receiving side, I almost have no foundation, no basis to stand on to receive. Because I can't really trust Him to receive, because I don't have any foundation for that. But if I trust Him in my giving, because all He's asking from me to do is give the tithe, the tenth, just 10% off the top. And I have a choice. I can look at, am I going to serve God or am I going to serve mammon? Jesus said, you know, you can't serve both. So when that increase comes into my hand, which one am I going to serve? It's my decision. And really, it's a reflection of my heart. Who am I going to serve? Did I, because of what I did, my job, my smarts, my good looks? Was it, you know, no, it wasn't that. Okay. Thank you. So, what was it that brought this increase into my hands? I have to understand, well, I do understand today, that it's because I'm blessed by God. I'm in Jesus. He's in me. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. All that belongs to Him belongs to me. All that belongs to me belongs to Him. And what I can do is I can worship God, I can honor God, and I can tithe. And doing that keeps that door open between me and God, keeps my heart right with me and God. If I trust Him in my giving, I can expect that He's going to take care of the other 90% and make it go further. I can tell you stories of how my stuff lasts, but it's not because of I'm a tither. No, it's because I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. There's a blessing on me. However, I honor God and I worship God, and I keep my heart right with God when it comes to my money. Every time that increase comes, my heart says, am I going to serve God, or if I'm serving man, mammon, the world system, this, you know, self-righteous, I'm doing it all, I'm creating the wealth, am I the guy who's getting ahead, this world system, mammon, money, am I serving that, or I'm going to trust and serve God? So my heart is, I trust and serve God. That's where we should put our heart, trust and serve God. So it's not about, I've learned, it's not about me keeping the rules. No. It's about me trusting, heart issue, God. Trust God. Trust Him in my giving. It's so much easier to trust Him in my receiving. You know, years ago, 1992, Carol and I got married. And I remember distinctly at the bachelor party, there was somebody there who was wise, and they told me, keep separate checking accounts. This was their wisdom for me. Keep separate checking accounts. Well, I didn't do that. I disobeyed that words of wisdom. Thank God I did. That's not how you have a relationship with someone. Can you imagine that? Having a relationship with someone? No, 100% of what I have belongs to her. 100% of what she has belongs to me. It's ours together. It's not mine and hers, or hers and mine. It's ours together. 100% is hers, 100% is mine. That's how it is with us and God. See, we keep our hearts open to Him by just the tithe. But I'm getting credit for the 100% with God. I get credit for it all. Well, all I'm giving is the tenth, the tithe, off the top. But I'm saying to Him every time I tithe that You are first place in my life. You're first in my life. 100% of what I have, God, belongs to You. And in that, I'm connecting with You, and 100% of what You have belongs to me. And because I'm trusting You with this, I can also trust You on Your side that I can receive whatever I need from You. I can trust You. It's so much easier to trust Him after I have been giving to Him and I'm trusting Him in my giving than it, and then now I can trust Him in my receiving. It's so much easier on that side. When I try to trust to receive first, it just doesn't work. But because I've opened my heart, He's first place in my heart, I trust Him in my giving, and now I can trust Him in my receiving. Now see, maybe you've been like me where you were working the gold stars and the performance base, and it's all about you and what you did and how you did it, but it's really not that at all. It's about our hearts. Tithing, trusting God, is about our heart. It's a reflection of our heart. And the more I trust Him with my money, something I was about to say as little as our money, but you know, it's so critical because I spend, I don't know about you, but I spend, I don't know how many hours a week. It's crazy. I'm sure you spend hours a week. It's really my life is getting this money. It's so stupid, but that's what it is because my phone rings all the time. I'm sure yours does too. People wanting my money. You know, but yet that's what what appears to the world is my life pursuit. But oh, they cannot be further. That can't be further from the truth. That's not my life pursuit at all. But I have to have it to eat, to have something to wear, to you know, to drive something. It all came because I have money and I make money. But money is not my God. God is my money. God. I felt the big hook right then come out and grab me. Pull me off the stage. No, money's not my God. God is my God. I have a relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. And I keep my heart right because in my giving, it keeps my heart focused on Him. And I'm trusting Him. And I have trust. Praise God. Now, I think there is a video.
It's something that we do, not because we have to, but because I'm a firm believer that I need to. It's every time we tithe, the blessing just comes right back.
Actually, when we first got married, you know, she was paying her tithes, and And I asked her, I said, what are you doing? She goes, well, I'm paying my tithes. I looked at the check, I said, that's not a tithe. She goes, what do you mean? I said, that's more like an offering. I said, you make more money than that. She said, well, I don't have it. I said, you can't afford not to tithe. You need to tithe. She goes, but we don't have it. I said, go ahead and tithe and watch how God is going to multiply it. And she started tithing. And once she started tithing, she says, Vega, it worked. This worked. She said, it worked. Look at this. And she was showing me how, you know, money was just coming to her. Just because she was just doing the principles. You know, just the simple precepts of giving back to God what's His. We've seen a huge increase. I mean, things that money comes from unexpected, and I mean, it's just coming left and right in our family. And you know, we've had a huge debt paid that I had no idea was going to happen. Almost $37,000 came into my hands, and we were to pay that debt. It wasn't the money that just came in, but money was directly, specifically for the debt. And then we had an extra $2,000 that came in 2 months prior to that. So money keeps coming, and I'm expecting big things this year.
One day he told me, everything that you have is mine. And I get up and I'm like, why he say such a thing, you know? And then I just think about it and I say, sometimes I slack. Not my tithing, but and giving. Because you tithe, but you also can give. And sometimes you get greedy because it's your all I work for. It's mine. It's mine. No, it's not yours. It belongs to me. And I'm blessing you to do something with it. And put God to the test. He will bless you all over. I mean, over and above. Always. Always. No. And right now, I trust God like 100%.
That's where trust and faith comes in. If I say I trust God and I don't do what God asked me to do, that's not trusting, because you have to put it into action. So when I put God's trust, I put my trust on God and put it into action, He sees that I trust Him and He supplies all my needs. And when I look, if everything's done, it's like, it works. It's like, wow. And God never fails.
Amen. The reason we're doing this trust challenge today is because we want you to have the proper perspective when it comes to giving and tithing. There's a lot of churches that are afraid to talk about money, and I believe it's because they don't have the proper perspective. We don't shy away or back down from talking about money here, because we're not trying to get your money from you. We're trying to get something for you. Because we believe and we understand the principle of the tithe is that if you trust God with 10%, with giving 10%, if you trust God by giving your first and your best, He will bless the rest. And you'll be able to live better, more comfortably, and be more of a blessing with 90% of your income than you ever would with 100%. That's the truth. Now, there are people that give out of fear. Like, they look at the scripture in Malachi 3, and they look at that first part that says, well, you've robbed me. How have you robbed me in tithes and offerings? And they see God as, like a mob boss, almost. Like we're paying Him off. You know, if we just give Him 10%, then He'll, you know, the rest of it, He won't be mad at us. Like, and then we see if we're withholding the tithe, if we're not giving us 10%, well, then He's going to get us. You know, all hell's going to break loose in our world, right? Well, God's a father, but He's not the Godfather. You understand? He's not a mob boss. He's not going to come after you and break your legs if you don't tithe. He's not going to drain your bank account if you don't give Him 10% of your money. You are blessed in Christ Jesus. You understand? We're not giving our 10% to God in order to get something from Him. You understand what I'm saying? It's our way of saying we trust you. Just like Eddie was communicating, it's about the heart. It's not about a legalistic obligation or a religious duty. If you're tithing out of religious ritual, stop tithing. Stop tithing religiously and start giving faithfully. Start giving consistently and start giving in faith. Because tithing is based on the Word of God from your heart, fueled by your faith. Everybody say that. Tithing is based on the Word of God from my heart, fueled by faith. Now, the other way that fear can grip you in your giving is when you begin to see these principles in the Word and you say, well, I'm going to step out. I'm going to try it. The Scripture says, try me now in this. So you say, well, I'm going to try it. God, I'm going to give you 10%. And you know what? Fear starts rearing its ugly head. And it says, no, 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 no. Wait a minute. What will you live on? Hey, what if you give, this 10%, you know, 10% for you, maybe $100 a week. That'd be pretty good. 10% may be $50. But if you're like, what else could I do with that $50? What am I going to do when I need $50? Well, when you tithe, you're saying, God, I want you involved in my finances. I trust you enough to give you this $50, this $100, this $200, this $1,000 to know that when I give you this, I can trust you when it comes to my need. He's faithful. We've heard story after story, testimony after testimony today of God coming through for each and every person because they trust him. Because they trust him. They trust him with their finances. I've been on this side of fearful giving. You know, God wants us to be a cheerful giver, not a fearful giver. Amen? He wants us to give cheerfully, not fearfully. And so I believe you can get to that point where you're not giving out of fear. One, not giving out of fear because we trust God. We know that he's not going to get us if we don't give. And two, we can give cheerfully knowing that as we give, we don't have to have a fear that what if I don't have enough? Because God is always more than enough. He's always sufficient for us. I remember early on in my tithing and giving journey, I had been taught to tithe since I was a kid, much like Eddie. And every paycheck, 10%. Well, as you get older, the paychecks get bigger, hopefully. And that means that the tithe gets bigger. And when you start giving bigger amounts, it can be, you can start giving into fear a little bit more, right? Well, I'm tithing consistently. And one church service, God asked me to give above and beyond the tithe. And you'll find this as you're regularly and consistently giving, God will often challenge you to give beyond your comfort zone. And so here I am in this church service, and I felt impressed that God was telling me to put $100. They were receiving a special offering for someone, and God impressed me to on my heart to give $100. Well, I was only making like $1,000 a month at this time. So $100 in one Sunday would have been the equivalent of my tithe, but I had already paid my tithe. And so this fear kind of gripped me for a minute, and I kind of like, I'm clenching tightly to my checkbook, And writing the check out, like, shaking, you know? Like, I don't even know if I have $100 in my bank account, and you're asking me to give $100. And you know what? I just had to settle in my heart, God, I trust you. God, I know that on the other side of this giving, you have something big for me. You're going to prove something to me. You said, try me. And see if you won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing I won't have room enough to receive. And so I trust you. I trust that prompting on the inside. And so you know what? I wrote the check out, shaking. And when the basket came by, I held it a little tight and then I let go. It's good to let go. Let's practice. Hold your hand tight like this, out like this. Everybody, come on, participate. And now just let go. Oh, don't you feel sweet release? So I let go. I put the offering, the $100 extra money that I really didn't have. I was like Vanessa Vega. I don't have it. And I was like her. Do you know what? At the end of that service, somebody came up to me and gave me a good old-fashioned Pentecostal handshake. And would you guess how much money that person gave me? $100. And it was like 15 minutes after I gave, God turned it right back around. And it was a test of his faithfulness. And he was testing my faithfulness as well. He was challenging me to give. And I gave, and you know what? He proved himself. And I've never looked back. Anytime he's prompted me to give, I always think about that happened to me 15 minutes later, now it doesn't always happen, you know, if you put your tithe, your offering in the check, you know, everybody's not going to get a Pentecostal handshake today. I can say that with certainty. Okay. Unless Pastor Matt is feeling extra generous today at the door and you shake his hand, it may be likely that nobody's getting a Pentecostal handshake today. Somebody could, I don't know. But I can promise you that not everybody's going to get one of those. I can promise you that not everybody, if you give today, you're going to get it back by the end of the day. That's not how it works. But I promise you'll get it back over and above. Give and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men, God calls men to give into your bosom. I don't really know what a bosom is, but I'll take it. So try it. I want to give you a few practical tips, okay? First of all, we have to be practical. And because practical starts with a P, I'm going to give you alliteration in some of these points. I'm feeling all pastorific today. Practical, you have to make giving a priority. Everybody say priority. I said this earlier. Proverbs 3, 9, and 10 talks about giving God your first and your best, giving him your first fruits. So giving must be a priority. If you weren't here, I think it was back in November, go back to the podcast, go back on our website, listen to Pastor Matt's First Things First series. You have to hear that. First things first is having the proper perspective and putting God as the first priority in your life. You don't wait till the end of the month to give your tithe, because guess what? You won't have enough left over. And then by the very fact that you're waiting, you're giving God leftovers. If you have people over at your house, they're your honored guests, you're not going to serve them leftovers from your fridge. You're going to go out to the grocery store, you're going to get a good meal, you're going to cook up something awesome, right? You're not going to give them leftovers. And so by waiting till the end, you're giving God what's left over. Well, you need to give God what's first and best, trust him to bless the rest, and you live on what's left over. And you'll find that your leftovers taste even better than the original. Okay. Priority. Then percentage. We're talking about the tithe today. 10%. A lot of people say, well, just if you can't give a tithe, start at 3%, start at 5%. No, that's not tithing. Tithing is 10%. Start there. That's trusting God. That's what he said. Test me now in this. All right? That's the starting place, 10%. If it's good enough for God in the Old Testament, it's good enough for me. Now, you know, I can get into all kind of doctrine about the tithe and is the New Testament, blah, 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 blah. The tithe for the people in the Old Testament was really, when they added it all up, it was around 20-something percent when they started giving of their crops and all that kind of stuff. We're not giving out of legalistic or religious obligation. We're giving from the heart. But give a percentage. Start with 10%. And if you're like Vanessa, and you're like Vanessa was when they first got married, and you say, well, I'm writing out my tithe, and it's not 10%. Thank God that Jose called her on that. You know? You think you're tithing. Here's a good way to figure out if you're tithing or not. Look at your W-2 and then your giving statement from last year and just move the decimal point. That's a really easy way to figure out whether you're tithing or not. Some people think they're tithing, but they're just popping in a few dollars in the plate, and it's not really trusting God when you're doing that. You're giving God what's left over. You understand? You're giving God what you can afford. If you can give comfortably, where's the trust? Where's the faith? Right? If you're just giving God what's off the top, and the scripture says that's sparingly, whatever I can spare, really? Guess what? Your harvest is going to be sparing. Okay, getting too quiet in here. Now, I'm preaching to the choir here for the most part. We have a generous church. Thank God. Our church is full of generous givers. About 60% of Good News Church tithes. That's roughly 40% above most churches and about 58% above most Christians. 2% of Christians tithe. 2%. We're a generous church. But guess what? If we have 60% of people that are tithing here at the church, that means 40% aren't. That means 40% of the people of Good News Church are missing out. And again, let me reiterate, the church doesn't need your money. The church the church doesn't need your money. God's got a million ways to provide for this church. And we trust him to do it. But you know what? He's given you the opportunity to give to this ministry, to support this ministry, because he knows it's for your good. Is that okay, Pastor? Can I say that? Can't take it. I'm not getting the gong and the hook, am I? All right. So there's priority, there's percentage, and there's next thing is progressive. Progressive. Maybe you're one of the 60%. And you've been tithing faithfully, you're giving faithfully, not tithing out of religious obligation, but you're giving in faith consistently. You've already decided that God's first and best, and he gets what's first and best, and you trust him to bless the rest. But then there's a level of progressive giving, where 10% has become too comfortable for you. It's like that situation where I was in. 10% had become comfortable for me when God asked me to give another $100. That was really uncomfortable. And you know what? God proved himself. He placed a challenge before me and he showed up. He's good for his word. We trust him. And guess what? He blesses us. 2 Corinthians 9. We love the scripture around here. It says in verse 7. The New Living. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. Now, isn't that interesting? The 10%, but you also decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And here's the promise. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. The reason we're talking about progressive giving is because as you're a tither and as you're a seed sower, you've already decided in your heart that you're going to be God's manager, a manager of God's money. And beyond that, you're not just managing his money. You've become a partner with him in distributing his resources. So God, not only do you trust God, but God can trust you to distribute his resources to others. You've just become a funnel of his blessings. And that's why I say progressive giving, because just like Vanessa talked about, she said you can there's tithes and then you can give offerings. And when you realize that everything that you have is his, that he owns it all, the whole earth is the Lord's and everything in it. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, it's all his, and we're just managers and stewards of his money. It makes it so much easier to give back to him what's his, and beyond, it makes it so much easier to give beyond the tithe and give in a progressive way. And then fourthly, there's prompted givings. You can give prompted by the Holy Spirit. You can give prompted by the inside. Not prompted by pressure or prompted by need, the scripture says, but prompted by the inside. The Holy Spirit can prompt you on the inside. You see somebody and God will just say, hey, bless that person. And as you're obedient to do that, there's even greater blessings on the other side. And this is a progression of giving. You give priority, you give percentage, you give progressively, and then you give prompted. And you're continuing to grow and grow and grow in your generosity and grow in your giving, and God will grow your finances. He will increase you. So maybe today you're one of the 40%. Maybe you've given, but you haven't been tithing. Maybe you've been giving sparingly. Maybe you've been giving what's left over. You have a number of reasons for that. Fear is probably the number one reason. Because you're wondering, what about me? What about mine? I've worked hard for this. What about my family? I've got kids to feed. I've got bills to pay. I've got to eat. I've got groceries to buy. And you look at all those things and you say, what? How am I going to live on the other stuff? I'm barely making it. You look at it this way. You say, I'm barely making it with what I have. And you know why you're barely making it with what you have? Because you haven't trusted God with 10%. Today we're issuing a 90-day tithing challenge. For those of you who are in the 40%, who are a little afraid of it, you haven't taken that leap of faith like Pastor Matt's parents did so many years ago. Well, we're not issuing the challenge, actually. We're just facilitating the challenge. Because guess what? God already issued the challenge. But our challenge is this. Malachi 3:10, God said, test me now in this. Prove me. Try me, he says. Here's the challenge. Trust me in this and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so that you don't have room enough to receive it. So here's the deal. Here's where our part comes in. You commit to tithing for 90 days. You're one of the 40% who hasn't tithed consistently, who hasn't given consistently, faithfully. You say, I'm going to tithe starting today for the next 90 days. And our guarantee is this. If God does not prove himself faithful in your life and bless your life, we'll refund all of the money that you've given. We believe in this so much that we can issue that guarantee. We believe in God's word so much that we know he's faithful who promised. That's why we can say, if it doesn't work for you, we might as well all quit. If it doesn't work for you, we'll give you your money back. How's that for a guarantee? So here's the deal. This is stirring your heart. I can tell it's stirring your heart. You have a, don't you love a money back guarantee? If it don't work for you, give your money back. Don't you wish a lot of your, never mind. I won't go there. A lot of things in life don't have a money back guarantee. You're throwing it away. You're wasting it. The investments you're making, you don't have a money back guarantee on that. Give God 90 days. That's the challenge. Tithe for 90 days. Give a tenth of your income for 90 days and watch what God will do. The ushers are going to pass out some commitment cards in just a moment, because we don't want it to just be lip service. We want to help hold you accountable to this. And if you're going to take the challenge, you're not just going to, you know, post a message on Facebook and say, hey, I'm taking the challenge. Didn't work for me. Give me my money back. And expect, you know, a handout from the church. It's not how it works. You're going to commit. You're going to commit to giving. You're going to sign your name on a commitment card and say, I commit to taking the challenge. For 90 days, I will give 10% of my income to the church through online giving, through tithes, the giving through the church when we receive the offering. I'm going to commit to doing that for 90 days. And if God doesn't prove himself faithful and bless my life as a result, I'm entitled to a refund of my money. And you're signing that. And we'll be good for our word. But if you know God like I know God, there won't be any refunds. Because God's going to increase you over and over and over. And there's 60% of the people at Good News Church can testify to that. We could go, I'm preaching myself happy today. We could go across this whole room and have testimony after testimony of God's provision for people because they trust him. And that's the challenge today. The other option on the card that you can choose, you can say, I'm one of the 60%. I tithe. I don't need to take the challenge because I know God is good for his word. So we're going to give everybody a chance to respond today. You can select the one box that says, I'm going to take the challenge. You can select the other box that says, I don't need to take the challenge because I've seen God faithful. And you're going to sign that card. You're going to put it in the offering basket when it comes your way. We're going to play some music. The ushers are going to pass these cards out. I want you to take some time here. I want you to really search your heart. Are you going to respond to the challenge in faith or fear? Or are you going to respond in timidity or trust? It's your choice. Go ahead, guys.